This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network. Search 76ers Podcast wherever you get your pods.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Jeff.
This is Steez. You guys are listening to the 76ers Gaming Club Podcast.
Obviously, there's bigger issues going on right now in the world, and we didn't feel that it was appropriate to do the pod during that time.
76ers GC has been practicing and getting better every day. Obviously off to a rough start, but we're looking forward to the tip-off tournament this week.
Speaking of the tip-off tournament, there'll be seven different pools with all the teams in the league in it. So we're actually the first pool play beginning Tuesday, and we are with the Nets and the Pistons. We're back-to-back tournament champions, and we have a huge opportunity here just to turn our season around, get some positive momentum going the right direction. You know, we've been struggling offensively and defensively, and I think the last week or so we're starting to put it together on both ends of the floor, which is something that's, you know, that we're used to, something that we became accustomed to in the previous 2 years. And yeah, just if you want to touch on that a little bit, Steez, that'd be awesome.
I think, you know, if we could have a good tip off, that'll really propel our success for the remainder of the season. I think it's a big step right now in this season three. So coming out here and playing these first two teams and hopefully, you know, advancing to the money rounds will be huge for us. And I think that'll make us very successful for the rest of the season.
Definitely. And just to give a little rundown on how the tournament works, there's seven pools. Some pools have three teams and some have four. So they'll, by the schedule, you'll play each team twice. So in our pool, there's three teams. We'll play Detroit and Brooklyn twice. And whoever has the higher win percentage out of those teams through the four games will move on. The eighth seed in this tournament, since there's only seven pools, is called a wild card. And how that works is, you go through all the pools and whoever has the best record. So it will probably be a team that's 3-1 or possibly 2-2. But I would say 3-1 will get you there. And then if there's a tie there, they'll go through point differential and head to head and so on and so forth.
Yeah. So, you know, looking forward to this tip off tournament, and you know, hopefully you guys are still sticking with us. We'll be sure to make sure we get that podcast back up and running on our Sundays. Other than that, make sure you guys tune in tomorrow to watch 76ers GC kick off the tip-off. And hopefully it's a great tournament.
Definitely. And for us, you know, we talked about it this week, about what it felt like to win the tournament last year and the year before. And for us right now, like, we haven't won yet this year. So, I mean, winning the tip-off tournament for the third time in a row would be huge. It would take a, you know, it took a ton of pride. It took a ton of dedication and teamwork to win it the previous 2 years. And we're just looking to get back on that stage. So yeah, we're excited for it. And then, you know, if we go out there and we don't win it and we make positive strides, you know, that's a positive for us. You know, our bigger picture is to make it to the playoffs, and we dug ourselves a little bit of a hole, and we're excited to come out and compete and try to figure it out, you know, and I think we have a lot of momentum to do that. So we appreciate it. We'll be live again this Sunday at 12:30 Eastern time. Please tune in, and we can't wait to talk to y'all then.